Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show. The Eagles are going to win this game Sunday. I'm calling it a lock. Hugh is not quite there.
No,
with
you
me.
You can't overlook the Green Bay
Packers, I could do whatever
man.
I want. I'm going to do that.
I could do whatever I want. It's crazy.
I'm a grown up. I could do it. All right, we'll get back to all this. Your phone calls here. 1 hour from now, Ike Reese will join us live in studio for a ruling, an official ruling on Hugh's beard. Does he have to dye it? Create at 1:30. The new head coach of Delaware State. His name is DeSean Jackson. He'll join us to talk about this game and his new program. And we'll end the show today with Big Game Dante, the Packer Slayer, with the national anthem, plus guest the takes and picks and all that kind of stuff for Wild Card Weekend. But we got to go out to the guest line right now. Hugh, a guy that you know, a guy that we know here in Philadelphia, a guy that spent most of his career with the Packers, but a couple years here in Philadelphia.
And
with
my spin coach. He was my spin coach at one point.
Yeah, we need to hear more about that, the spin classes. Dorsey Levins joins us right now. How you doing, Dorsey?
I'm well, man. How y'all doing?
Pretty good, Dorsey. So I got to ask you right at the gate, man. In a game like this, are you torn between who you want to win?
I want the Packers to win, but if the Eagles win, I can't really lose.
So, Dorsey, what do you think about this Packers team as they come in here? It's interesting because last year they made a run, right? They were a 7 seed. They went to Dallas, a 2 seed. It's pretty similar to this. And they upset them, and they almost beat San Francisco and got to the title game. This year they have a better record. It doesn't feel like they're going into the postseason as hot. What do you think about this Packer team coming in?
I agree with you 100%. You know, they lost the last 2 games. They didn't play well. They're not as hot as they were last year. My confidence level is not very high.
See, listen to Dorsey.
No, I'm listening to it, but
see,
Dorsey.
See, I'm trying to tell you this all morning.
But
Dorsey.
No, Dorsey, my whole argument for this game is I didn't say that the Green Bay Packers were going to win the game, but you can never go into the playoffs and overlook anybody because they do, even though they're limping in and they didn't play well down the stretch, they do have enough talent. If you get caught slipping, they can beat you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But they're going to have to bring their A game. They don't have to bring the A game because I don't see it happening.
Dorsey, let's talk about your feeling on this Eagles team. It's kind of interesting how their season, you know, played out this way. That they were 2-2 at the bye week, and it looked like this was going the wrong way after the way they collapsed last year. Dorsey, they've lost one time since the end of September. What do you notice when you watch the Eagles?
Saquon Barkley. that's what I noticed, man. He's a different breed, man. I texted Brian Westbrook a couple of days ago, and we were talking about it. And I was like, that backwards jump, that was the illest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I've never seen, that was like some superhero stuff.
He's been incredible, 2,000 yards. And, Dorsey, what did you make last week of the Eagles' decision to not play him in Week 18? I mean, they prioritize rest. Most teams do. They didn't have anything to play for in terms of the standings. They were going to be the 2 seed regardless. But, man, Dorsey, he was 101 yards away from the all-time rushing record. Did you like the decision? Were you surprised they didn't play him last week?
I like the decision from a team standpoint because the playoffs are more important than any individual records. But I would have liked to have seen him get it, you know, personally.
Well, we all did. I mean, it was a huge topic here last week. We wanted him to play. Obviously, people kind of wrapped their mind around, hey, they're going for the big picture here. Dorsey, let's talk about the NFC as a whole. So the Eagles and Packers this week, you know, one will move on. What do you think about this conference? The Lions are the number one seed, and they've gotten there despite their tons of injuries on the defensive side. Do you view the Lions as the team in the NFC, or do you think they're vulnerable because of those injuries?
I thought they were going to be vulnerable against Minnesota because of those injuries, and that didn't prove to be correct. They're finding a way to get it done. You know, I think Aaron Glenn is doing an outstanding job as defensive coordinator, just getting guys in the right position, you know, to make plays. Because they have 13 guys injured on defense.
At least 13. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're still balling. They're still balling. So, yeah, it's for me, it's Detroit.
Yeah, they've got that bye week, and they'll get rested up here. All right, Dorsey, while we have you, you got to tell us about Hugh Douglas as a teammate. What was Hugh Douglas like as your teammate back in the day?
I thought you were about to say as a client at his spin.
Well, we're going to get there. First, I wanted to ask him about a teammate.
He was great, man. He was great. He was he was a funny dude, as I'm sure that you and all your listeners know. He always brought light to, like, practice. I know there are a couple of times. I can't say what he said, but he said some stuff.
I could imagine.
He does that on the air, Dorsey.
I already know what you're talking about.
And it was just like, I think, you know, if anybody else would say some of the things that Hugh had said, it would have been a problem because of Hugh's and Andy Reid's relationship, and that he's just a generally good dude, man. It was always fun. And he could ball. That helps. That helps a lot.
Sure it does. All right, now, he has told, when we talked about bringing you on this week, he told us that he took one of your spin classes once.
I took
once.
A few of Dorsey. Remember, we spun outside during COVID.
Yeah, at the Epicenter. I remember that.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Dorsey is a hardcore spin teacher now.
So I realized that, and I noticed some of the Instagram stuff. Now, Dorsey, maybe I'm wrong on this. When I look at Hugh, I don't think spin class guy. How was he in class for spin class?
He was good. He was good. You know, I always say it's a judgment-free zone. Do what you can until you can do more. If you got to rest, take a break, towel off, and Hugh took advantage of that.
No, see, Dorsey, keep it clean. This is what, like, Dorsey, I'm gonna go ahead and take the glasses off for. I'm gonna keep it a beam. Dorsey used to spin at one of the hottest clubs in Atlanta, and because it was him, class was full of women. And I'm talking about the Rainbow Coalition, Joe.
So that's why you showed up.
And I would go, and I would get there early, and I would sit in the back, and I would be in the back. Because, listen, but here's the intimidating thing about it. Like, there was a lot of beautiful women in there, but they were about their workout. They wasn't studying me. They wasn't paying no attention to nothing. They were in there getting it in. And Dorsey, the way they would ride, I would try to keep up with them, and I couldn't. Like, they were no joke. The people that were spinning his class, they were no joke. No joke.
Yeah, but you were in the right place in the back because that's where all the motivation is.
Yeah, because right I kept going. Because, man, boy, I tell you, boy, Atlanta different. I don't know. It's different. It's different.
Yeah, and in spin class, if you just focus on, you know, a few things right in front of you. And you
can make it through.
On the bike.
Yeah, you make it through.
Yeah.
That's the way he was described it. Yeah, that is the way he has. Dorsey, man, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy a fun playoff weekend here, and I guess you win either way. So enjoy the game on Sunday, Dorsey.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, appreciate you, man.
Dorsey Levin's there. He called it a judgment-free zone. It's like the opposite of our show.
No,
this
no,
is a
man,
judgment
listen.
Zone.
Because I used
full judgment zone
for 4 hours to spin. My ass was too big for the seat, number one, and it was just. It like if anybody's ever spun, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're locked in, and from the time the music starts, you're spinning. You're just going for an hour, and what you get out of is when you get up, you don't really sit in the seat, and you have to get up and get down and move and pump. Yeah, man, it ain't no joke. And those women, man, I tell you what, I was intimidated. Like I went in there as a guy thinking, oh, I'm gonna see all these fine women. No, those women when they worked out, they were about their workout.
No nonsense?
No nonsense.
No nonsense, no nonsense. Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. We appreciate Dorsey hopping on. All right, let's get back to the conversation here. Lot to do on the show today as I'm trying to get the gauge of how everyone's feeling out there because the more I think about this game, the more I feel like the Eagles are a lock to win. They are the better team. They're at home, better O-line, better D-line. Their coach, while I think he's a good designer of plays, I don't think he's very good in the games. He never has been since he became the head coach of the Packers. Their quarterback, who I think is really talented, is banged up right now and didn't play great this season. I thought he was good, not great. I don't see the advantages they have. It all adds up to me as this is a lock here for the Philadelphia Eagles.
He's being called an undercover Eagles hater, by the way.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I only try to drop knowledge on this station on every day. And I can't help it if the person that's saying that is a closed-minded individual and can't see the knowledge that I be dropping on this station.
So now you're firing
hot fire.
Now you're firing back.
A little bit. Yeah. You know, after a while, it's only so much turning the other cheek you're going to do, Joe. Mm-hmm. Then you got to start, you know, you got to dig in a little bit and defend yourself.
I'm just tired of us being scared of the big, bad boogeyman Packers who have won one impressive win last year, and that was in Dallas. And as we established earlier in the show, was it really that impressive to beat the Cowboys last year?
I mean, everybody would just say, everybody beats the Cowboys. I'm just saying,
it's like a fairy tale. The big bad Packers who can't beat a good team.
I find it amazing that whomever told you that I'm being a little bit whatever they said, that we say that the Eagles are going to win, but the way that they're going to win, they don't agree with my take.
Lock.
And I'm not about to say that.
Well, you should. I mean, think about how much better you'd feel just to call this what it is. It is a lock. 215-592-9494. Hugh, clearly scared of the Packers. I'm not. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Andy. What's up?
Hugh, have you picked a color green for the beard yet?
I won the bet. Andy, what are you talking about? I won.
I mean, at this point, you're going to cry for a retrial when you get deemed guilty at 1 o'clock.
I am a stand-up guy. If Ike comes in here and whatever he rules, I would adhere to the rules. As a matter of fact, in the break, because I don't know where Ike's going to go with this, because, you know, Ike's all about good radio.
Yep.
So in the break, I started looking for somebody gave me a hint on some temporary dye that I could dye every day.
This seems to be a surprise.
What are you talking about?
Are you going to try and go out there and figure out what Ike's ruling is before he comes in?
I'm not going to even talk to Ike. No, what I'm saying is this.
You're not allowed to talk to the judge.
This
is going to be a mistrial.
I'm shooting for the win, but I'm ready to take the L. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I will take it, and I won't complain, and I'll let everybody laugh and ridicule me and all that other good stuff. I mean, I'm just prepared for whatever happens.
Okay.
You want to talk about a lock. The lock is your beard's going to be green Monday. Ike's ruling against you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Andy, I would lean that way, too. I don't know if it's as much of a lock as the Eagles winning on Sunday, but it's a pretty big lock. All right, so what are you thinking, Andy? This a lock, or are you in the camp you here?
I've sprouted a leaf or two, but I can't go lock because I know nothing we say or think affects the team. I know where Hugh's coming from in that sense as a player. They're locked in, but all you're doing is setting yourself up for heartbreak if you're thinking lock going in.
Well, I guess. I mean, it's going to hurt either way, right? If the Eagles lose and we're talking about a season-ending loss on Monday, whatever I say now and feel now, it's going to hurt either way. I don't see the area they have the advantage. We have home field. We have the better O-line, better D-line. Both quarterbacks are kind of question marks right now, so I'm not fretting over the Hurts thing because Love's elbow's banged up too. So I can't find where they're better.
I think they're going to win, but you know that it doesn't matter who's better all the time. But either way, I think they're going to win. I can't wait for the game. I'm so excited. But, I don't like throwing the word lock around.
I got you. All right. So, Andy, we appreciate the phone call. So basically, Kyle, what we're hearing today is any given Sunday. I mean, that's the also.
Which I've never said before about any game.
Never, you have. Also, you know, for a city that gets upset whenever I criticize or anyone does the head coach and the quarterback, you would think that better roster, head coach and quarterback, everyone would feel. I don't understand why anyone has trepidation
about making a lock.
Yeah,
because I would say bringing it a little closer to home.
Mm-hmm.
Going into that game last night, who would you say, even though there was some money coming in on Notre Dame, who would you say was the better team athletically?
Probably Penn State, but it was a toss-up. It was a one-and-a-half point.
And I know that might be a little bit of a stretch, not using that as an analogy, but still. Penn State looked like they were the better team for most of that game.
Well, they probably have more like high-end all NFL players. Like
what's the number 11?
Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
He might be the first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
That kid's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those things where not all the time the best team on the field wins. And you have to remember that. As a former player, as when you're watching games, I understand where everybody's coming from because even Dorsey said it. He's rooting for the Green Bay Packers, but he can't see with everything that they have going on them beating the Eagles. And there have been times where teams that you look at and you can't see them winning, they figure out a way to win. And the formula is basically what Notre Dame did last night. Keep it close. Win it in the fourth quarter. Win it on the last play of the game. Same thing that the Atlanta Falcons did.
Yeah.
If you could slow the talent down that we have, or if you could kind of throw the timing off a little bit and just keep the game close and then go to win it in the fourth quarter, that's what you guard from. You guard from because 22 apiece, both teams, We are more talented. No question about that.
So cementing that, so Hugh, the Associated Press All-Pro teams have just been put out there. I think a couple days ago we told you about the NFLPA All-Pro teams, but the ones that, like, when a player retires and you talk about, like, their Hall of Fame chances, right?
Yeah.
This is the All-Pro team that people talk about, the Associated Press All-Pro team. All right, the All-Pro team is out. You want to a little glance at the talent discrepancy between these teams? Six All-Pro first, second team players on the Eagles. The Packers have one. So here's the All-Pro team. First team, the Eagles have two first team All-Pros. Can you guess them?
Two All-Pros?
First team All-Pro.
Oh, Zach Bond.
Zach Bond.
And Saquon.
And Saquon Barkley. The Eagles have four second team All-Pros. Can you guess those? Four guys made second team All-Pro. Who do you got?
Lane. Jordan.
You got it. Two more. One offense, one defense.
Jalen Carter.
And a guy that's great, although his numbers probably weren't as great as normal this year, offense.
Wait a minute. Schmitty?
AJ,
gotcha.
So six players between first and second team All-Pro. First team, Bond, and obviously Barkley. Second team All-Pro, AJ, Mailata, Lane, and Jalen Carter. The Packers had one player make an All-Pro team. That's Xavier McKinney, their safety, who led the NFL in interceptions with eight. He's a first-team All-Pro. So, Kyle, I got six first- and second-team All-Pros here. They've got one over there.
Yeah. No,
better, like, team.
I mean, and we don't even need that to know that the Eagles are a much better team top to bottom than Green Bay. Yep. I mean, they're more battle-tested, they have a better record, and they're just flat-out more talented across the board.
They're going to blow them out. Fabian's up. What's up, Fabian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Hugh, I was a fan back in the day. Still remember when the Eagles traded for you. It was a good
thank
day.
You, brother. Appreciate you.
I just want to give I'm not a big guarantee guy, but I am confident heading into this game. One of the reasons I'm confident is Vic Fangio tends to start out the season a little slow. And in this game in particular, we gave up a ton of explosive plays on offense to Green Bay Packers that we just don't give up anymore. There was a 70-yard touchdown where no one ran with the deep over on cover three zone. There was a 26-yard completion where no one ran, again, with the deep over in cover three zone. There was a 29-yard completion where no one ran with a fake under route. It's something we struggled with the first several weeks of the season. There was a 33-yard end-around touchdown to Jaden Reed where they did this dumb slant that they never do anymore, and the only guy on the edge was little Avante Maddox to try and stop the play. They had a 22-yard run with Josh Jacobs late in the game with Tristan McCollum in at safety where they do this goofy thing where McCollum flies down and Nakomi Dean comes out of the box that hopefully they won't be doing in this game because McCollum will be on the sidelines. And there was a 32-yard run to Josh Jacobs with zero linebackers in the box, which is another dumb thing they tend not to do anymore. So I have a feeling that instead of six or seven big explosive plays, there might be one, two tops, and we're going to win the game.
Fabian, I agree with the way you framed it. I mean, the Eagles just play way differently and look way different than week one. I mean, the Packers had explosive plays all game. There were a couple of those where it was like Jaden Reed was wide open and you couldn't even find a defender in the screen. And you mentioned Avante there. That might be the biggest difference. Cooper DeJean in and Avante, because the Packers were picking on Avante that night, Fabian.
They did pick on Avante in a couple different ways where DeJean would win, where Avante did not.
Yep.
However, just overall, defensively, they had busts back then that they just don't have now. They're just a smarter defense, top to bottom. They kept gradually getting better. The coordinator got better with the players, and the players got better in the scheme.
They did. They're a better football team. And I think and Fabian, we appreciate it. I think the Packers defense is better than it was then, too.
Yeah.
But that Packers offense, I don't know. I don't
keep
fear
the game
it.
Close. No,
I don't fear it either,
but if you keep the game close and if we're not playing to our standard, if we get off to a slow start, that's their only hope, is to slow this thing down as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, there's a chance. I mean, there's a real chance that happens. The Eagles are not a fast starting team anyway, and we have Jalen, you know, barely throwing the football for 4 weeks. I get that. I get all that. But by the end, the Eagles are going to run away from them and take this football game. Do we have an update here from Nick Sirianni on the quarterback, and how about the wide receiver?
Yeah, so he's talking right now, but he did say that Jalen Hurts has officially cleared the protocol.
All right.
So he's going to play.
Jalen's in, Hugh.
And he was asked again about A.J. Brown, the knee, no practice yesterday. Sirianni doubles down, says it's rest, long season. We just wanted to give him the day.
Yeah, well, I don't buy that.
No,
I mean, that's baloney.
Especially if he left the practice the day before, 10 minutes into it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously his knee is bothering him.
It sounds like, obviously he's going to play, but they're managing this thing.
Of course,
and it's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah. I mean, Hugh, I don't anticipate he's not going to play. I think word would have come out by now, and they keep saying he's going to play. Here's my question on AJ. How does he look, right? And we'll probably find out early. Is he running like normal, or is this not the normal?
I think he'll be fine, man. I think they're better living through chemistry when it comes to stuff like that. He'll be fine.
So, like, you think they're going to shoot him up with something? With some painkillers?
It all depends on how bad it is, you know? It all depends on how bad it is. It's one of those things where, you know, it's his pain tolerance.
Yeah.
You know, and if it feels like if they gave him the rest that he needed, that they feel like it's something that's not going to hinder him on Sunday. Mm. They just need a couple of days just to get him right. So, yeah, I think he'll be fine.
Let's talk to Mr. Surehands, who has some words for
Hands.
You. What's up, Mr. Surehands?
My brothers.
How we doing?
Joe, Kyle. Scary Larry Douglas.
That's right.
Scary Larry. That's funny.
Talk to him.
So listen, the only thing sputtering around here is Hugh Douglas's sports pick. I don't care if we bypass two gloves and Tanner and put Sirianni in as the quarterback. We'll run the wing T and stomp all over these cheeseheads.
You hear that?
Understand.
I'm listening.
That.
Okay.
Still don't change the way I feel.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the names. All the, you need call to go me, get a dog.
Call me names, Mr. Hands. Call me names. But it's still the fact remains that you can never overlook your opponent.
No, never look your opponent. Overlook your opponent. Look them right in the eye and punch them in the face.
Oh, we I like that. I like week. That, Hugh. Get on board.
Every week we choose violence. I'm glad you got a new house. Because you got room to go get a dog, Mr. Scared Man.
You know what's funny? My son wanted a dog. I'm not getting a dog, Mr. Hammond.
Well, I think you need one.
Get one. A big one. Don't get one of them little ones, because that's what you sound like, a puppy.
Mr. Hands, all I'm saying is this, man. You can't overlook anybody. That's all I'm saying, Mr. Hands. That's it.
I agree with you. And all I'm saying is I highly demand that WIP put you under concussion protocol.
What
because
I do?
There's no way that as scary as you be sounding, that you the beast that I used to watch. Because as the last caller said, Hugh Douglas, I used to be a fan of yours.
Oh. Wait a minute. I don't understand how, because I give this
good call,
fire,
Mr. Hands.
Great analysis on a day-to-day basis that people don't agree with, then all of a sudden it turns into personal attacks. I don't understand. Every Friday, I give you my honest opinion about how I think the game's going to go. And then all of a sudden, it's questioning my manhood, my scariness, every Friday.
Dude,
this is my normal Friday.
If you don't think the Eagles are a lock,
then
you
I'm
suck.
Scared. Then
I
I'm
hate
scary.
You. You hate the Eagles.
I'm plant-based.
Oh, yeah.
Then I got people threatening me, talking about just shut up and dye your beard.
Why don't you take a few minutes, get yourself right, and come back and declare this a lock.
I like Dallas Goedert's return. He could be an unsung hero for the Eagle offense, but they have got to do a great job staying away from penalties, and they got to make sure their quarterback has the dust knocked off of him in the first couple plays of this game because he hasn't played in a couple weeks. But I do expect this to be a game that goes down to the wire in South Philly.
Grew dog.
Okay.
You hear Grew
dog. It's going to be a slugfest. Man, I used to coach at both of these teams. I love the Eagles and the Packers, but you can only pick one. I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles, 26-21. I think the Eagles are the NFC's best team.
Grudog.
Grudog making a comeback, a strong one.
The Barstool now.
He got that mullet. He's still wearing that mullet. I haven't seen too many pictures of him. He got a little heavier.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
A little heavier.
Yeah, well, I mean, some time off.
A lot of time off.
Now he's back in the media game. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Cates. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Gates. 1 o'clock today, Ike Reese in studio. The final ruling on Hugh Douglas's beard, green or not. And he can't weasel out after the judge, jury, and executioner Reese comes in here with a decision. Later in the show, 1 hour from right now, DeSean Jackson, the new head coach at Delaware State. We'll talk to him about his new program, coaching college football, and of course the game Sunday, Eagles and the Packers. And then Big Game Dante will be live in studio with the national anthem to get us all set up for a big, big weekend here. All right, so let's play off of what John Gruden said there. He was mentioning Dallas Goedert as a potential unsung hero, X-Factor. Yeah. All right, Hugh, who are you thinking? If you had to name someone, and let's be obvious about this. Like, we know Jalen Hurts is a huge part of the game, right? We know Saquon Barkley is a huge part of the game. Jalen Carter. If I take away the biggest names, who is the X-Factor for Hugh Douglas?
Bryce Huff with a straight face.
And I'm supposed to feel good?
No, Bryce Huff going to have like a two-and-a-half sack day. I know I've been, listen, for all y'all that are in the car.
Why are you doing this?
No, wait a minute. I'm talking to the people that are in the car talking about Hugh, calling me mean and hurtful names right now.
And right, really
and
hurtful,
about to,
yeah.
About to blow my timeline up on my Twitter. Listen, I'm going to ride this out to the end. I mean, I know I had some lofty expectations for him early in the season. But now is the time. Now is the time where we need Bryce Huff to step up in these playoffs, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I am still, if I'm not one thing, I'm consistent. I'm definitely consistent.
Crazy. That
remains to be seen. But the point that I'm making is this. I feel like Bryce Huff is going to contribute this weekend, and he's going to have a 2.5 sack day.
See, you lost me at 2.5 sacks.
Okay, one.
The contribution, I mean, he could, right? Like, they don't have much depth at pass rush, right? It's Nolan Smith. It's Josh Sweat. They probably need somebody else, and it's been Jalex Hunt, you know, over the last month.
Yeah, it stepped up a little bit.
But they could use someone else to give them a little rush on third down, especially if one of those guys needs a break. I mean, you know, that's a lot of snaps for just two defensive ends to play or two pass rushers. Hugh, I don't think your premise is crazy, but you hit us with the 2.5 sacks. It's like he had 2.5 sacks the whole year.
Yeah, guess who he had more sacks than?
Who's that?
The guy in New York that he took his place.
Well, he didn't play half.
Yeah,
season.
I mean, but still, I mean, I have to find some.
Well, neither did
something.
Huff, to be fair.
Well,
I mean, but I have to find something to kind of, you know, balance it out a little.
Okay. They played the same amount of games.
They did. Yeah.
Yeah, Bryce is. I think Bryce is going to step up.
Who would you rather have on the field Sunday?
Ooh,
Bryce Huff or
Hassan Reddick? It's on Reddick.
Yeah, come on,
got me there. Point, Joe.
Hugh,
are you asking me?
Well, I'm just throwing.
Well, a hypothetical, right?
Yeah. Well, of course you can't import a new player now.
I'm going to go ahead down this hill.
Okay, yeah, I mean, his corpse is rotting on this hill.
It ain't like I ain't done it before.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm comfortable dying
on
hills.
All right, can
hills.
I give you my X factor for Sunday?
What you got?
I'm going to go Cooper DeJean. So, couple
That's
things.
A good one, because he was in the first game.
He was in the first game, and I think the best player on the Packers offense right now is Jaden Reed. I know Josh Jacobs is the star of the offense, but he is more of the kind of between the tackles runner. I think the Eagles will do a good enough job on him. The do-it-all player for the Packers is Jaden Reed. He kind of reminds me the way they use him of Debo, because they run him. I mean, they will use him on end-arounds. They'll use him on sometimes a strict handoff. They get 20-something carries this year, including a 30-something yarder against the Eagles in the first week of the season. He's a very unique player. He's a dangerous player, and he's in the slot a lot. That's Cooper DeJean. I mean, if Cooper was playing week one, I don't think he has as big of a game. That's a huge matchup. X factor for me. I'm going Cooper DeJean. All right, so we have Bryce Huff. We have Cooper DeJean. Kyle, where are you going with an X-Factor player on Sunday?
I think this seems like a cop-out since we talked about him a little bit earlier.
Okay.
It's got to be Jake Elliott.
You feel good about that one?
No, I mean, I don't, but like in terms of an X-Factor, he's something that could swing the game drastically in either direction.
So, like, if you had asked me, like, what could go wrong? Like, I think the Eagles are going to win this game, and I think they're going to win it by double digits. What could go wrong? Jake Elliott's a big part of that, right? If he misses a couple from 51, 52, and all of a sudden...
Yeah, that changes things.
Yeah, the math on the game changes.
Yeah, but I feel like, and I know Gruden came in and said 26-21.
Yeah.
I feel like this game is not going to be that close, but I feel like the defense is going to play a huge part of that, because I just feel like this offense initially is going to struggle. It's going to struggle. So there's that. But I think that this defense is in such lockstep with one another. Then you talk about a cohesive unit for the most part outside of the Kobe Dean being banged up and the fact that the guys didn't play
in the last game. They're fairly healthy at that, and they've been humming as a unit. So I feel like that's going to be the part of the game where they're going to keep us in the game. Wouldn't be surprised. Would not be surprised we get a touchdown.
Ooh, a defensive score.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, if we're getting a defensive score, this is a lock. How many times does a team lose by scoring on defense?
I think it's like
90% you score on defense.
Still not comfortable with lock.
Defensive score?
Yeah.
It's a runaway.
It happens.
But I'm saying, if you get a defensive score, I bet you win those games 90% of the time.
The Jacksonville defense scored, and they still lost. Just, you know.
Jaguars, like, what Jaguars? The
Jacksonville that played us. They scored. They lost still. They still lost the game.
When was this game?
Early in the season. Against us. Jaguars defense scored.
Yeah, Saquon fumble.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you blew my mind.
The one that we're taking off the ledger for a Hughes points per game.
That's why I said it, because I knew.
That's a good point. You're right.
Yeah,
I said 90%, and you found the 10%. All right, yeah. Then point to Hugh on that one. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon, man. I'm sitting right here just laughing at y'all beating up on Hugh, man.
Every day, man.
We're just
every
trying
day.
To get him right here,
I work in a hostile work environment.
Hostile. We let you hostile. On here saying all sorts of nonsense, and we're the crazy.
Hostile.
but to that point, Hugh, look, I'm not going to jump on you too bad, man. But let me just say this, man. The Eagles are going to skull drug these jokers up and down the field and beat the dog dookie out of them, man. I'm telling you, here's the thing about that. And to Hugh, I will say there are some concerns. I mean, and we've been discussing Jake Elvey. He needs to pull his head out of his 4 point of contact, like you say in the Army. And get it together, because I think it's more psychological more than anything. That's an X factor. AJ Brown with his injury. I'm not worried about Jalen. I'm worried about how they're going to use him. They don't overuse him and get to the point, because I'm not worried about the defense. They're going to keep them in check. It's how they execute offensively. But if they do everything they need to do on both sides of the line, man, it's not going to even be close. I'm calling it, man, 31-13.
31-13. That's a lot,
yeah,
that's, Bruce.
Yeah, that sounds like a.
That's my take, man. I'm telling you, I just don't see them. I mean, how is Green Bay going to. The quarterback is banged up, right? And what is it? Their wide receiver? Is it their wide receiver?
They lost Christian Watson. Yeah, they're deep threat.
So their
wide receivers.
Jaden Reed ain't no slouch though.
But then you got that. What do they have left? They don't have that many options. And throw that against the defense that we have.
That's right.
Man, it's a deadly combination of unfortunate for them. They haven't played good down the stretch. And that's why I said this is going to be a skull drug, man. It's going to be, I'm telling you, 31-13. I don't see it any other way. And I'm not concerned about the Eagles getting off to the slow start. It seems like that they have solved that. But even if they do, it's not going to be a major thing. I think that we're going to see a faster start than a lot of people realize and anticipate, because Jalen was doing well until he got injured. Two straight games, they figured that out. Keep the passes simple. You got Goddard back now. So there's a lot of things on the offense that I think that we're going to see that are going to surprise everybody, and that's the reason why I'm really optimistic.
I love it, Bruce, man. Good phone call there. Yeah, it's interesting with the slow starts versus they fixed it a little bit, Hugh, before Jalen got banged up. Now, there's two elements. One was that, were the slow starts because of scheme, and then they figured that out, and okay, let's get back to that because we figured it out. Or were the slow starts because of Jalen, right? He figured it out, but now he's missed time and he's out of rhythm. I
think it's because of Jalen.
Okay.
Because we saw two different times where it looked like this offense was in lock sync with everything else. You know, with the rhythm, the precision, the timing.
You're talking about with the backups.
Yeah, with the backups. But we also saw this offense, how it looks different with Jalen's in there and how much better and more efficient it is when he's in there. So I think that going into this, there's still going to be a little bit of a timing issue, especially when you talk about him and AJ really hadn't had a whole lot of time together this week, as a matter of fact. So,
well, I mean, if you expand it out, How many times over the last month have AJ and Jalen thrown with each other? Yeah. I mean, it's a very small number, right? Jalen missed 3 weeks of practice, and then this week, AJ left.
AJ's out. Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those things where – so that's why you have to give yourself a little bit of grace when you talk about what could potentially happen in this game. But with all of that being said, I've always said this. Your running back is your best friend, especially in the playoffs. It's January, Joe. And, you know, I've always said December, January, if you can run the ball, you got a great chance of winning the game. Mm. And both teams can run the ball. That's the one caveat for both of them. They can
Jacobs
both run the
ball. Jacobs is a good player,
yeah. Yeah, but we have more weapons. I think we have the better back in this situation. And we definitely have the better offensive line, in my opinion. So I think it's going to go our way. But as far as running away with this game, I don't think that's going to happen right out the gate.
Let's talk to Big V and Matt Lauer. What's up, Big V?
Yo, Gilio, Hugh.
What's going on, man?
What's up, Big V?
Hugh, listen, I agree with everything you said about why you are confident because of the defense. So if you are so confident because of the defense, then why are you still dying on that hill saying that defense is a luxury?
Because I won the bet.
Wow.
17.8.
We'll find out in about
15 minutes. First of all,
my take was solid. Now, it died on the vine because of the way that the Eagles defense was played, but the bet was 17 points. They gave us 17.8.
Yeah, but that's
points.
Not really true.
Hugh, that's called avoiding the actual question.
What is your purpose of calling, Big V?
My purpose of calling is that we, the people, accuse Hugh Douglas of making an inflammatory statement of defense being a luxury, and therefore praising the defense because of their actions.
Best of both worlds, Big V.
As the attorney for the prosecution, I suggested you accept the bid before the judge and state that defense is not a luxury, yet a necessity, and very important in the Eagles' success.
A plea deal. That is what I'm hearing here. A plea.
I ain't taking no plea deal. Take it to trial. Take this thing
to
trial.
Well, that's what this whole week has been. I mean, by the way, you know, I would have thought today on your judgment day, you would have worn maybe a shirt and tie, walking in here with a hoodie.
No,
you're representing yourself, too.
I'm taking this to trial.
This is your trial. You are guilty as charged.
I am not guilty.
All right.
And Hugh, the judge may even sentence you to not only just dyeing your beard green, but your head, too.
I ain't got no hair, so he can do whatever he want to as far as that's
why I said your head.
Yeah, he can't do that.
I'll just paint it green. All right, Big V, we appreciate it. All right, let's take Black Gritty here, and then we have to get to Guess the Takes for Wild Card Weekend, what everyone's going to be saying next week about the NFL. First, though, Black Gritty is up. He needs to talk to Hugh Douglas. What's up, Black Gritty?
Joe, look out, because, you know, I'm coming off the top, bro. We about to move some furniture, Hugh. You know, I be defending you. I be trying to get you loopholes. You be out here on the internet thugging and bugging, drop kicking people, running like a bull in a china shop on the internet. But you get on the radio, sound like a pound puppy.
The rules is different.
You sound like a little punk. Well, see, I don't care about no rules. You a grown man. You got negative 2 sacks right now coming on this radio airwaves.
I care about the rules, especially
Sunday. I tell you about this Sunday.
The boss walk in here and tell you stop.
The Packers about to get smoked out here, you Douglas. And you better have some backbone about it, okay?
Bills keep coming back, Gritty.
Your love hurt. The backups hurt. The defense ain't played nobody real. And every time they do, they get walked all over. We got the best O-line in the business. We got the best defense left in the playoffs. And you out here sound like a pound puppy on these airwaves of Philadelphia on a football Friday? Shame on you. Your beard should be green. Every day should be. I'm about to get you green contact. How you on the bus from eastbound and down all the way down to New Orleans? You trying to go to Uranus? I think you're already in there. Hit your physical feet. Okay. In your brain, okay? Because you're out here talking like we're going somewhere, but you want to be a punk pound puppy on Friday?
Yeah, I got
you better get a dog different. For that little boy, and you so, better feel secure about yourself. Because we going out there on Sunday, and we getting this George W. East, down and down, you get on that buses and stop acting like a pumpkin.
It's different.
I talk to y'all. Yo,
that's a good phone call. I mean, he puts you in your place there.
It's different on Twitter.
Yeah, you are.
And then every now and then, when the boss is coming, that open that door and say, hey, calm down, you gotta.
You get neutered on Twitter?
You can't pull it back. Hey, Joe. I knew, but
where's
you know what?
The bark on the air, Hugh? Blowout of the Packers.
Hey, Joe, but in my defense, I knew that one was coming. Yeah, it was just a matter of time.
You saw that one coming?
I saw that. I was a little,
I had a little strongly worded tweet that okay. I knew I was going to get in trouble.
All right, it happens.
I had to pull that one.
We allow you once in a while.
Every now and then, but you know.
Misstep.
But I'm saying here.
Good thing your takes don't get criticized by the boss, because otherwise you'd be in big trouble.
But no, I'm saying that. I forgot my train of thought. But no, I could do that, Black Gritty. I have to sit here because I'm working with two rabid fans where I have to be fair and balanced in my assessment of the Eagles. We do this every week. Oh, we're going to kill somebody. I'm like, hey, pump your brakes a little bit. And as soon as I say pump my brakes, I'm called plant-based. I need to get a dog.
Yeah.
Soft.
Mr. Surehands called me all kind of mean purple names.
Well, where's the real
I'm
you, Douglas?
I'm the shell of the man that I used to be.
Yeah.
Because I'm bringing some logic to these conversations.
I know, but here's the problem. People
it's on Friday.
Well, people expect, people turn the radio on at 10 o'clock, right? And they're like, all right.
And they're appalled.
Well, no, here's what they probably woke up today. So they're like, Chilio's going to be a downer. He's going to be worried. Hugh's going to have to rescue the show. And I come
on here.
Is
that what it is?
Well, that's what people thought. I come on here and I try to let everyone know this is a lock. The Eagles got this game. We're playing next week. This will be a blowout of the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. And, you know, instead of saying, yeah, let's get him. You're like, well, hold on.
Logic is for like Wednesdays. Today is for
emotion. Nothing's a lock. I'm not an emotional person. Okay, that's a lie.
Why
has the Cyretic been on four? That's a lie. I try to be logical when I think about stuff like this, though, man. That's all I'm saying.
Well, my logic tells me the Eagles are better than the Packers. 6 all pros to 1. Home field to not.
No, that's good logic. That's a hell of a number.
I gave you logic. You said it was just my heart speaking. I don't know what you're giving us today. Logic.
I'm saying it's. I'm saying you. I said the Eagles are going to win. I just said you can't guarantee.
I know, but
nothing.
When you say that, it's
how
like
much, okay,
there's
how much
a
money,
hedge in there. There's
how much money are we putting on this game, then? Since we put some money on it. Put
are you going to bet against the Eagles?
No, I'm not. No, I'm talking about Joe. Since it's a lock, how much money are you willing to put on it, Joe, if it's a lock?
Well, the greatest bettor I know usually tells me $2 bets is the way you do
that's
things. $2.
See, that's
hold on. He was a sharp bettor yesterday.
That is my betting.
It's no longer fade here.
Speaking of bets, how about I gave out a banger yesterday?
Yep,
and didn't bet it. Forgot.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday, you sharp Douglas over here giving out Notre Dame.
I gave out a banger,
and then you didn't bet it. All right.
I didn't bet it.
Speaking of, let's see how ahead of the curve we are. We do a little game here. We like to play it on Fridays before a big NFL weekend. This is a huge one. What wild card weekend? Here, let's play a little game we like to call Guess the Takes, which is brought to you by.
It's brought to us by the Jug Handle Inn, award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the jug.
It's time to guess the takes.
Yes. All right, we try to guess what everybody's talking about after a big NFL weekend. This is a huge one. It is wild card weekend. I'll go first. I think the take that you're going to hear next week is everyone forgot, because he left for a little while, that Jim Harbaugh is not just a good coach. He is an elite NFL coach.
He ain't a bad coach.
And he remembers the day he was born, according to Justin Herbert.
He's a lot, that guy.
When he came out, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
and that he remembered the trip and all. That's crazy. We remember the whole trip.
Saw the light.
He was like, it was dark and I was having trouble with it. I just heard some mumbling. Yeah.
So we got to get him on the line with John Ritchie, who claims to have memories for him from when he was like one.
I don't buy it.
Oh, no, me neither.
Who has memories from their one?
Nobody. It's not a thing.
I don't buy it. But so, listen, I think the best football people are a little unhinged.
That's true.
John Harbaugh, Hugh, I mean, Mike, this is part of it. But no, I think the Chargers are going to win this weekend, and people will start talking again about how great of a head coach. I mean, that Chargers team is not super talented. They're kind of in a retooling phase. Obviously, quarterback's really good, but they get to the second round. That's a big season for Harbaugh. All right, my guess to take, everyone says, oh, yeah, Jim Harbaugh's an elite coach. Hugh, what are you thinking?
My take is Josh Allen isn't that cat that he thought he was or we Ooh. Thought he was, because they get beat by
the
Denver
Broncos.
Well,
you're going regular season QB.
Yeah, I'm going regular season QB.
Hold on a second. I got to see what the money line is on Denver. I mean, if you were right last night, now I'm getting
sharp
trouble.
Douglas.
Yeah, sharp Douglas. Let's check that out. Kai, what are you thinking for Guess the Takes?
I had kind of a layup in my mind when we convened earlier today, mm-hmm. and we knew what we were going to do this segment. It's wild card weekend, though, and there's no time to be conservative.
No.
So let's get a little crazy here. We might have been sleeping on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to come out of the NFC.
Excuse me?
Dark horse.
Baker Mayfield and Todd Bowles. I mean, guys, if you think Hugh's plant-based today, if it's Tampa coming in here next Friday, we're going to have to get this guy a dog.
I'm worried about both of you guys because you guys have been talking funny about Tampa Bay all year long.
Funny.
I kept receipts. Yep.
I think they're losing on Sunday, so I'm going to try to avoid that problem. Just get them knocked out before they come here.
Ooh. I'd much rather see them than the Commanders.
But we wouldn't see the Commanders. If the
I guess I'd much rather see them advance the Commanders.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, I don't want the threat of the Commanders out there.
Yeah, so if Tampa Bay wins, we get Tampa Bay next week. If Tampa Bay loses, we will get the winner of Minnesota and Los Angeles. By the way, that game, did you see that? They moved it officially? They moved that game because of the tragic wildfires in California. Hugh, that game is no longer in Los Angeles Monday.
Yeah, because it was moved because of the fires.
Yeah, they're going to play that game in Arizona Monday night, which that provides an odd element, right? It's going to be almost a neutral.
Neutral field.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I guess fans could travel, but it's kind of a weird spot for an NFL playoff game in Arizona. That's Monday night.